Hi, welcome to another conversation with Kim. I hope that the podcast finds you well, as fitting. Thank you so much for allowing authentic conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. I really, really appreciate you guys for listening in and chiming in and sharing your thoughts with me and giving me feedback to help authentic conversation with Kim be better, and therefore helping me to be better. And I'm hoping that our time together and, you know, just life is getting better for you wherever you may be, in your location, in your relationships, in your career, that is getting better, looking brighter, that through the time that we spend together, through the time that we have our conversations, if you will, that there's some enlightenment, something humorous, something, you know, to share, something to think about, something that you would like to expound on, you know, whatever it may be, because, you know, from the inception of the podcast, it was, you know, about sharing and making us better. And I know when we look at everything that's going on around us, and even sometimes within us and within our situations, it doesn't look good at all, right? What it says is dark is before the dawn, you know. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, this too shall pass. You know, the seasons are what they are. They're only but for a season, and then get a new season. And that is just what I'm realizing life is about. And of course, you know, you want to just hold on to the greatness of it and try to forget the worst of it, you know. But again, what it says, don't break us, makes us better kind of thing. And then I believe that we weren't built to break, you know. And we surprise ourselves often, understanding that we have more strength than we think we have, more fortitude than we know we have, you know, more aptitude than we're told that we have. And so, you know, I just want to encourage us. I'm glad that, you know, we've made it into another month. Thank God. Hallelujah. We in October. Yay, God. Hallelujah. Got a quarter left, right? It's four quarters, I'm told, and I look at as far as the year is concerned. So we're in the fourth quarter of 2022, right? And so now I'm thinking about football. But we're in the fourth quarter, right? And we know that anything can happen, right? And so I just want to encourage you guys on tonight. I just was thinking about terminology, which you guys know I'm big on terms and definitions. Words matter. Words do matter. I just had to tell somebody that the other day. Words matter. Definitions matter. How one speaks about certain things, and even in your conversing and talking to people. And a lot of times the misunderstandings come because we don't have the same definition. We don't mean the same thing, you know, in what we're saying. And so if we aren't clear on how we're defining certain things, certain situations, you know, then that's where most of the time the argument ensues, or the disagreement, or we agree to disagree kind of thing. And so I just try to be mindful of, you know, wanting to know, okay, so what are we saying in regards to this, that, and the third, so I can clearly articulate myself to the individual in hopes that I can hear them as well as they hear me. And so I would encourage us to be those people that we're clear on how we're defining things and what is it that we're actually talking about, so we can move forward. I think a lot of times we have these discussions, and I've just been noticing with some people, and I mean, feel free to chime in and feedback or so, but they just want to talk, right? And they just want to say what they want to say, and they don't want to hear what you have to say. You know, it doesn't matter what you have to say. Their minds, for the most part, especially when you deal with people a certain age, their minds are already made up on certain things, and it's not about persuading them or changing their minds or anything, but again, that they just want to be heard, and not even heard where you're understood, but you just want to talk. And with you know about me, as much as I am able to talk and speak, I don't just talk to talk. You know, I purposely say what I need to say when I feel the need to say it, if I need to say it, if I want to say it, if it should be said, and then it's out there. But I don't just talk to talk. I don't try to talk over people. Now, it's the difference when you're having an argument, right? And I'm just wanting to learn, too, not to argue. You know, again, even in that, there's some kind of rules of engagement. And so sometimes we get into arguments with people very seldom at our age and in our lives and our relationships. Most of the time, the arguments that you're getting with people, you're just passionate about and you're just trying to prove a point kind of thing. And again, you're not hearing yourself and you're not trying to hear that other person. And I think that we should have grown now to a point where we can discuss diplomatically whatever our opinion is or our facts are or our sides are or whatever. And again, it's not so heated and elevated where you walk away frustrated, angry, upset. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You know, bye. You know what I'm saying? Like, enough. Enough. In my level of wanting to maintain and gravitate towards peace. And please don't get me wrong. I think there are some things that just need to be said, right? But again, why are you saying what you're saying? Are you saying it to hurt somebody? Are you saying it to one-up somebody? Are you saying it because you think you're better than somebody? Are you saying it to shut them down? Because again, at the end of the day, I think that we're all capable of arguing. I think we're all capable of pointing a finger. I think we're all capable of reminiscing and being reminded of life and what we know or what we think we know or what we saw or how we saw it or what we think should have happened or how it should have happened or what we ain't never do and all this other stuff. We're really good at that, right? But again, why are you in these relationships or why are you dealing with people if indeed it's not to help them be better people or a better person that you say either you care about or you had a relationship with somebody for eons and again, you haven't grown in that relationship with that person, right? And so it's like it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday, or the fact is neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. And I just need, you know, help in thinking about that. Another thing that I was thinking about prior to, I think I kind of diverted. But anyway, one of the things that I was thinking about just briefly that had me get on the podcast is that I realized that the terminology. And, you know, we talk about followers. And if you're a follower, then you need a leader, right? And I don't look at it that way. Right. Even though those are the terminologies on our social medias, like you have so and so many followers. And then again, if you feel like you are engaging in whatever it is that person is doing, you're quote unquote following them. Right. Their lives. That's what we do to entertain us and stuff. Because again, you're not actually you're journeying with them. So in my mind, you're with them as opposed to following them. I think when you're saying you're following somebody, they have a hierarchy or they're in a realm that you aren't able to be in. So therefore you're following, you're observing kind of thing. And for me, I don't want anybody to ever think that I'm some leader and I need followers. Like, that is not even what I'm about. I perceive that we journey in together. We're walking together. We're with each other. You guys are with me on this. Even in this podcast, you're with me. You're not quote unquote following me. And even when I say thank you so much for being a part of Authentic Conversation and, you know, listening in, you know, you're with me in this. You're not following me. And so I think a lot of people like, I won't follow her or I won't follow him. And I get it. So I'm not with them or I'm not journeying with them. And I care less about whatever. And very well, many people can feel that way in regards to me. But I don't look at I'm following anybody. I want to follow Jesus. Now, what I will say is that I seen people and grow with people. And, you know, there are people with positions and titles and stuff like that, and, you know, all due respect, but they don't treat me as if I'm beneath them. And again, even in our equality, it's just like we're humans, we're people, we all need help, we all need information, we all need revelation, we all need, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't see it as this person is not obtainable and that I'm following them, but that's the terminology that we've placed out there. And so therefore, you know, it's based on numbers and it's based on this, it's based on that. And then people who don't have a large quote unquote following feel like they're insignificant, in which, you know, you ought not to, or you should not. Right. But I think the problem is, are you with me on my journey? Do you agree with what I'm saying or don't agree with what I'm saying? Because again, you could be with somebody and then not agree with them. Yeah, so I'm saying. So I just find that interesting, and I just thought about that in the terminology. And then I heard something tonight, and I'm sitting here trying to recall it so I can share it with you. Oh my goodness. It was something about leadership. I can't remember right now. I'm sure it'll come back to me at some point. But I was thinking about that and the terminology that we use. So therefore, you know, you won't listen to somebody or support them because you perceive yourself as a follower of them. And then if you perceive yourself as a follower of them, then that means they're a leader. And yeah, that's ludicrous. That's so ludicrous. You know, even things that people that I look at or I view their stuff or whatever, I don't perceive myself as being a follower of them, even if I look at them and, you know, listen to what they have to say, whether good, bad, or indifferent. And another thing, too, I think we hinder ourselves from not... I don't think that you should look at everything. I'm a big proponent on that. But I do think that we should have a view of what's going on in the world and how people are thinking and what people are putting out there. I think that is something that we should do. And I think that's a level of maturity. I think a level of maturity also comes with the ability to be able to hear somebody and disagree with them. And then move on. You know, it doesn't have to be combative. And I've learned that throughout the years, you know, where I'm not aiming to be combative to you in your opinion or your thought. Now, don't get me wrong. There's certain information that we know to be accurate information or true information. How do you know it's accurate? How do you know it's true? Based on information that you've received, based on your study, based on your research, right? And again, you can always have somebody who can discredit something. But if you believe something, you stand on something, you have factual information about something, I believe that you should be able to share that. I think another level of maturity is allowing somebody to be heard, right? And oftentimes people don't want people to be heard. They don't want to hear other people, because then that means that they would have to possibly readjust or rethink or reassess or repent or, you know, do something other than what they've been doing. And so if they're able to overtalk you and ignore you and to disregard you, then they can still stay in whatever quote unquote truth they have established or whatever thought pattern they have or whatever ideology they have. And then they feel like they are doing good. And that is a big sign of immaturity. But I'm living and I'm learning. I'm living and I'm learning. You know, we are living and we're learning. And, you know, when we stop or we feel like we have all the answers to everything, that's when we find ourselves kind of, I don't know, just stagnant and dormant, right, in regards to life and life happenstances and circumstances. And they say if you live long enough kind of thing, you will see some stuff. I'm very appreciative and thankful. I've been very fortunate. You know, when you sit back and look at life, I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. You know, I perceive myself to be a testimony in many instances because of life. And when you look at how things could have been and how things could have turned out or why things didn't do whatever it did or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You just find yourself saying, Lord, have mercy and thank you, Jesus. And so I really perceive that we have a journey to embark on. And I appreciate you on this journey with me. Not following me. Please don't think that, right? But that we're on the journey together. And that's why I always welcome comments and questions and feedback. You know, acwkim@outlook.com. acwkim@outlook.com. Because again, we want to be successful and all that we would put our hands to, all that we would do, you know. And I believe that we still have opportunities to change some things, to make things better, to make some modifications, you know what I'm saying, to put some stuff away, you know, because we're still here. We're still here. And I don't want, you know, when it's all said and done, the things that could have happened and the relationships that could have been better and, you know, the careers that could have took off or the opportunities that could have been don't happen because the adapting and the change and the growth, you know, was not able to actually take place. And the fact of the matter is we have to adapt. I know I certain things, guys, I'm just like, I don't want to do that because I hadn't had to do it or because that's, you know, a different way of what we used to know and what used to be done. But some of these things, like, there is no going back to certain things. And I'm not talking about like morals and principles and stuff like that. I think those things are just never changing. But as far as technology is concerned, as far as economics is concerned, as far as certain things that are concerned, even relationships, there is a high level of adaptability that needs to take place. And so, you know, I talk about relationships every now and again. You know, this is a hybrid. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And I just like, oh my goodness, I'm so not ready. Like, every time I think about it, I be like, you know how like when you go into the pool for the first time for the season just opening, you going in the pool and you got to put your foot in first. You just put like your little toes in and then you just like trying to, you just ease and ease. You like, oh, it's cold, and you step back like, I'm not ready. Like, that's how I feel in regards to relationships right now. Like, I just try to put my little, and then again, it be, I'm like, I ain't ready. I am not ready. Y'all need to pray for me. Because I'm not ready, because everything, so much has changed in regards to dating and courtship, if it is. And then if you know, to me personally, it's changed. And so, like, social media, all this stuff, I got something that came up on my thing, like, why don't you try this? And I'm like, how about no? And again, to me, it used to be just really simple. You met somebody, you liked them, you had a conversation, and you had another conversation. Then, you know, they called you. Then you went out on a date, and then you had dinner. And then next, you know, you're having many more dinners. And then, you know, you're sitting there. And next, you know, you're holding hands and so on and so forth. And you're in a relationship. Like, that's just normally how it went, right? And I could be wrong, but that's how it worked for me. And so now it's like, do you want to meet somebody to even start that? Because now you gotta, from what I understand, this is what I understand, you gotta research them. They gotta research you. You gotta research them. You got to see their social media. You got to do all this. You got to ask a plethora of questions. And then they very well may not be telling the truth. So then there's more investigation. And then you got to wait. And then if you have children, then that's a whole nother level of waiting and assessing and being mindful of them and stuff like that. Then if where they living, if they live where you live and all this stuff. And maybe that comes with age, you know, talking about STDs and STIs and major things, you know what I'm saying? It's like so much stuff that you have to like decide before you even sit down and have lunch or brunch or whatever with them. And that's not even going to the whole other, what is the first, second, and third base or whatever. So I'm like, it's too much. It's just too much. And maybe it's really not. Maybe I am, you know me, I could be a little bit dramatic in certain things. So maybe it's just like, I'm not ready. And that's why I'm like, And then that's the thing too, you know, wanting to apply those things that you've learned throughout the years from previous relationships or from what you have gathered from the books that you've read, from the sermons you've heard, from the prayers you've had, from the insight you received, from your own personal, you know, walk and your boundaries that you've established, and being able to, again, if you've established boundaries of this is what I don't want and this is what I'm not going to do, to be able to really enforce that and stand on that. And I believe that if you've created those boundaries and you created those things, male or female alike, mostly is dealing with females for the most part, but male or female alike, if you created those things and not to be wavered on those things, especially if they're legitimate, you know, when it comes to your faith, when it comes to your, you know, your standard, if you will, which we're told now that you shouldn't even have one, or you ain't supposed to have no expectations, like anything just goes. And I'm like, how does that work? How does anything go? Or the fact that, oh, you're old fashioned, or the fact that you're not supposed to have walls, or oh, they're not doing that no more. Like, it's fashion now. Relationships is now like fashion. So, oh, you could wear white after Labor Day. Y'all know that's my thing, right? Not to wear white after Labor Day, but there you could wear white after Labor Day. So just like relationships, oh no, you don't have to do none of that no more. That's not what they doing no more. So I don't know. So if y'all know what's going on and what's happening in the relationship thing, although I'm not ready, I would still like to know what's going on, so I could share and we could talk about it. So, you know, just hit me up. breathe. The reality is that you do want companionship, and you do want, you know, a mutual understanding with somebody. You understand what I mean? You do want that. Outside of your girlfriends or whatever, it's nice to have that balance of male and female, in my opinion, relationship. And again, you want to establish a friendship with somebody. And unfortunately, at a particular age, I think that people already come with a preconceived notion. I mean, I know I have, and I know I do. And so it's just interesting, the dichotomy and how that stuff kind of has to filter and work itself out for you to again to love again, for you to be vulnerable again, for you to, you know, come together again after having, you know, already established a life. You understand what I'm saying? And especially when you've been single for a while, like the kid, like, kind of like, personal space, like real personal space. You know, your time is your own. You don't have to be accountable to anybody, male or female. And so those things are factors. But I also think too, and I think this is just a thing that people make time for what they want to make time for. People make the adjustments for what they need to make the adjustments for. I do think that men are, you know, what, hunters, if that's what they say, and that they should pursue. That's another thing that I heard. Like, it ain't even like that no more. You know, like, women are hunting now and all this other stuff. I guess because they call cougars, I guess, whatever. I don't know. But again, it's changed so much. The terminology has changed. Now you could get ghosted and catfished and it's another one. Oh my goodness. Oh, gaslighting. And you know, there's a movie too about that. But again, you got all these new terminologies that's out. You don't know what anybody is doing. And everybody is like permitted to do whatever they want because everybody actually is grown. But then I just wonder to myself, like, how long and how many times are you going to keep on doing the same thing, and what they call it, insanity, thinking that you're going to get the same result, you know? Or then they say, okay, well, the person that you are is the person that you draw to you. And so again, working on yourself before somebody comes in. And I don't think that we really have the all with all, something like that, in order to actually wait and be okay with waiting. Because again, we know it's a big deal. You know, kudos to those who are married and happily married and loving each other and everything. Those who are in monogamous relationships and going strong, and God bless y'all and all that stuff. But that found somebody or with someone that, you know, you love and is being loved by, and, you know, it's working out. It's beautiful. And you don't have to think or worry about their fidelity. You don't have to think or worry about their loyalty. You don't have to think or worry about their contribution to what it is that you have in a level of growth, because ultimately that's what I would want. That's what most people I think would want, right? But now you're told that it's not available, or is not as available as it used to be available. Or again, if it is available, then based on availability, you may have to make these kind of adjustments. And so that's something that has come up most recently, the relationship aspect. And again, putting your foot into that pool of the water and, you know, just, it's cold. It's cold. And so that's something else. I'm really trying to think about this saying that the guy said. Oh my goodness, I can't think. It was really, really good too. I know, it's like, it's so good you can't think about it. I can't think about it. And that's the thing. Now you get older, I gotta write stuff down now. I do. I gotta write stuff down now, guys. I'm just like, let me write it down just so I don't forget it. Oh, that was good. Let me write that down. And so I didn't write this one down, but it's gonna come to me. When it comes to me, I'll get back on and share with you guys. But I just, again, was able to get on and say, yay, we've made it into October. Wanting you guys to stay safe. And somebody confirmed, you know, just staying out of harm's way. You know, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. As much as lies within you. That's what the scripture says, you know. And again, we have ways to go, and I would like that you guys would continue the journey with me. Join us, you know, join, have other people join in the journey, not follow, but journey, right? And again, my prayer is the Lord would lead me all the way from earth to heaven. That's a song. Lead me, guide me all the way. For if you lead me, I shall not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. And so that's who I'm following. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm following anybody, that's my aim and my goal. And even that, it says, what, don't look to the left or don't look to the right. And it's at times I deviate. I just thank God that his grace and his mercy is truly sufficient. I was speaking to some people the other day, and I've known them for a long, long, long time. A long time. And they're very dear to me. And you know, the relationship that we have is really different. And it is what it is. But, you know, I just find it interesting how, you know, it's unfortunate that people that you love or people that would be the closest to you or that you would want to hold so dear and close to you would not. And maybe that's a part of it, right? That you still got to push through regardless of the crabs in the barrel, regardless of one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, regardless of the darts, you know, the fiery darts, you know. And again, had these people not been in my life, they're a part of my life. So I have to give them some level of credit for even a person that I am, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. Frenemies, you know, I'm who I am because of frenemies. I'm who I am because of enemies. I'm who I am because of friends. I'm who I am because of life experiences. And so, you know, having known that and, you know, wanting to grow but loving them still the same, even though they are a pain in the tuchus. You hear what I'm telling you? Like, it'd be too much sometimes. And we have a break, and then, like, we need a break because, again, what I'm not doing at my age is being yelled at and cussed at and treated bad. Or now I feel like now I got to yell and cuss and feel some kind of way when I've come so far from that and don't want to go back to that. Like, can we please do better? Can we please do better? Like, that is my plea to us all. Can we please do better? And then, you know, and I'm sure I mentioned this before, but one of the things that we would have to say when we was processing and the sorority, you know, excuses are the tools of the weak and incompetent. They're used to build monuments of nothingness. Those who specialize in them are seldom capable of anything else. And, you know, it's times that we find ourselves in situations and, you know, we make excuses for our behavior. You know, whether it be mental, you're not on your meds, or whether it be you angry or you upset, or, you know, you a bully or somebody deserves it, or you felt it was right or whatever. You know, I just want us to do better. And I ask myself, you know, to do better and not to fall into the trap of the enemy, because ultimately, at the end of the day, nobody wins. You know, you think you won because you cut somebody out, or you think you won because you hurt somebody, but that's not winning at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not winning at all. It's not nice at all, you know. And so again, in that, and please, and y'all know I did a podcast a few years ago about whether I should cuss or not. I can cuss. My father was a sailor and my mama, she didn't play. So, and I grew up in the hood, so cussing is a thing that we know how to do very, 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 very well, you know. But it says that everything is not edifying, you know, everything is not good to do. And so, you know, and then again, depending on who you hang out with and who you talk to, you know, it's some people that have never heard me use profanity. And there's some people who know that's all I can do is use profanity. And there's some people who sometimes they need to hear profanity. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to be a better person. And I'm not saying profanity makes you a bad person. What I'm saying is that where's the growth and the maturity? And I mentioned this before too, whereas, you know, they say people who use profanity do not have a lofty vocabulary, which is definitely not true. But again, I think it has its place and its time. And again, you know, but when it becomes malicious, and when it becomes that you're just trying to hurt somebody, or again, just being nasty, I don't think that it's okay. And so, you know, a little leaven leavens the whole lump kind of thing. And so even the use of it is not always the greatest. And so pray for me, you know, pray for my mouth. I think it's somewhere in the scripture where one of the prophets was like, he has unclean lips, something like that. And then the Lord put fire on his tongue to purify it. I think I want to say that's what happened. Something like that. Y'all know the story. But, you know, again, we're all growing, but what I don't want to do is continue to make excuses for this flesh, you know, make excuses for, okay, I can't get it together because of her, or because of him, or because of them, or because of this, or because of that. Like, that's what I don't want to do. You know what I mean? Because again, it says it's for the weak and incompetent, and that's what we're not. Because even scripture says, when I'm weak, I am to say that I'm strong. And again, incompetent is not a thing that we would want to be, because of our ability, even in our, you know, full circle social media. And, you know, there's no reason for us to be ignorant. I promise you, with one of these apps that you have, you can ask them any question, and they give you an answer. And for the most part, I think based on scholars and based on how they was, I want that. That's a good job to have, just putting all that information into the computer. But there's an answer. And so there's no reason for us to be incompetent by any means. You know, so may we be better than we were yesterday. There's this song that says, you know, higher ground. You know, and at the end of the song, she sings it, and she's like, you know, may your tomorrow be better than your yesterday. Imagine my friend. Oh, I remember. He said, and I don't remember who said this at this point, but I remember what it said, a person's presence can be stronger than a person's position. So again, a person's presence can be stronger than a person's position. And I thought that was very, very, very interesting. Imagine my face again. Love you guys.